There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Who are the coolest dudes on the planet?
United States veterans.
What's the coolest sport on the planet?
Pro wrestling.
And what would be the coolest podcast on the planet? That would be this one.
U.S. military vets talking pro wrestling.
This is the No Shave Man Cave. Two badass disabled vets sharing their love of pro wrestling, giving you their perspective as fans, talking about current events and matches, history of titles, and who knows what else. Let's do it.
Welcome to the No Shave Men Cave. Now your hosts, Ellie Jair and Jay Tilly.
What, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, wrestling fans and sports entertainment fans, welcome to the No Shave Man Cave. I'm Ellie Jair.
Hey, yo, I am Jay Tilly.
Where is the frickin' tickler at? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. I haven't really talked to him or spoke to him since his wedding.
He's so busy being a married guy.
Yeah.
And, man, you and I, to ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are married to someone both legally and in your work arrangements, and Jay Tilly and I are married in this beautiful wrestling game that we talk, and man, we are so freaking close to just the culmination of wrestling, and we are going to put some folks on the mountaintop soon as we roll up to Philly and all the other shows and all the other events dealing with wrestling. And I am jacked to the nines that you were able to find the Ring of Honor show. So we'll go check that out. We're going to hit a WWE show, I think. We'll do
some show they're having that weekend.
Yeah. Some little scrum that they've got going on, I think. I think they asked us to cut oranges or something because it's like a soccer match, whatever. but, dude, we're going to be on the pitch, as they call it. No, not the pitch. We're going to be at the Link, baby.
The Link.
Not my favorite football team. My least favorite football team. The home of your Philadelphia Eagles. Going to the Link for WrestleMania. My bags in my mind are packed. I've set some stuff aside because I'm concerned about the weather. And, dude, I have ordered 3 more Cody frickin' Rhodes shirts, and I will admit, and hopefully it arrives on time, I did in fact order a frickin' Nightmare t-shirt. I'm sorry. I apologize to everyone. I apologize.
I need to order some shirts because most of what I got's AEW or old school. So I got some old school stuff. But to be honest with you.
No, old school's good, brother.
I'm hoping to be sporting some No Shave Man Cave stuff out there and get people talking about the show. And I'd like to get us some new business cards with our YouTube link on them instead of our Twitter link. So
yeah, I'm repping the old original No Shave Man Cave.
That's still a great hat.
Yeah.
I got the newer one.
Got the Vatos Locos Forever script.
Got the koozie going.
Dude, I need that.
Yeah, I got to get you one. We're trying out products, and the guy hooked me up with this one to try out.
So yeah, I'm heading out on a cruise. Super excited. We're going to hop on a boat, float, and I'm going to get some boats and hose. We'll figure out who's driving the boat. Dad, I'm having a presentation. Hopefully, we won't crash the Gilded Lady. And yeah, dude, super excited for WrestleMania. Super excited for everything that's going on in professional wrestling. And dude, you and I are going to go and do the damn thing regardless. And I can't, dude, I don't even know what to say. I'm sorry. All I can keep saying is, dude,
so for this show though, we've been doing a lot of talk about WWE lately, and cause WrestleMania season and everything else going on. But I think something very significant has happened on the other show, and that's bringing in, well, a couple of things probably. Ospreay is having some of the best matches I've seen on North American television outside of pay-per-views on TV. So you had that big signing. Okada coming in with the rumor is $4.5 million a year. I think one of the bigger ones, I think Okada's huge. I think their presentation, all that's very important. But I think one of the biggest signings they've had that has the potential to have the biggest impact in the business is Mercedes Moné, the CEO.
Ooh.
And I don't know. The numbers haven't.
Great entrance, man.
Oh, it was great. Numbers haven't come out as to what exactly her contract looks like and all that. But one of the things I heard in an interview is how she came to AEW because she wants to revolutionize women's wrestling, and AEW has that global reach. Meaning that she can work in New Japan, she can work in Stardom. And I don't know about you, but I felt it on that first show, that big business show. You had her open the show. You had her cut vignettes throughout the show. And then the women main evented the show. And, you know, from all accounts, some of the storytelling is already in the process of changing. Not sure how I feel about it being her going after the TBS title, which looks like it's going. But hey, if that's the one she wants and that's the work she wants to put in while they wrap up this Tony Storm and what looks like now is going to be Thunder Rosa and Perazzo and Mariah May's story, cool. If they want to build the TBS championship to where it's just another women's championship and it's not like the mid card, which I think is a fair way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, having her go after Julia Hart and that being one of her first matches, whew. Oh, what a great showing that'll be. I think they'll probably set up the tag first. But overall, just the state of the women's wrestling in AEW specifically, because WWE does a better job of the women on TV. Not that their storytelling's great.
Great. Get them on TV. They at least get them on TV, right? The story that they're telling is suspect.
Like the Nia Jax, Becky Lynch has been really good.
Yeah.
The Io Sky damage control has been pretty good, but the rest of it,
yeah.
But AEW has one women's match a show, and to the point where like guys at Wet Culture like make a game of it and a joke about it because it's so blatantly obvious. But I think that her coming in and the statement she made and probably the money they gave her and the creativity gave her.
Yeah.
I think maybe we might be starting to see a legit women's revolution if they can keep it up.
Yeah, the money thing I think is very significant. And you know, so let's compare it to professional football, right? So you have a veterans minimum. We'll go with Russell Wilson signed the veterans minimum $1.4 million. Oh, I can't believe he signed for 1.4. Okay, where I live, 1.4 million is
I'll sign a contract. Yeah. I'll sign a contract for 1.4. Yeah.
I'll sign twice on Sunday for 1.4. Right. Now, money is extremely significant when it comes to where you are on the card and how the organization feels about you. So if I'm going to come in and I'm making, you know, I just watched a show on Triple H and he went into WCW and they were like, hey, we're going to sign you. We're going to give you $52,000 a year for 2 years guaranteed. And he was like, all right, cool. Tell you what, let's just do it for 1 year because you'll be able to figure it out whether I'm worth $52,000 a year or not. And chances are I'm going to be worth significantly more than $52,000 at the end of the year. Could you or could you not figure that out by the end of the year? And Eric Bischoff was like, well, yeah, I mean, I already know you're worth. And so instantly he was at a disadvantage. So they signed Terrorizing Triple H to a $52,000 contract for 1 year. Now, Monet, the CEO, that freaking entrance was the best entrance. And they've done Cody Rhodes entrances. They've done Dustin entrances. They've done Ric Flair, Sting, the EVPs, the Elite. They've done all the entrances, right? That CEO entrance was far and away, my humble opinion, far and away the best entrance that they've done. And when she came, she slid up to the side of the ring. She was facing the camera. She slid up. She grabbed the middle rope. Her right knee was bent and touching the ring mat. Her left leg was bent. Her foot was touching. And she looked at the crowd and did the little lick thing. And she did the gyration. And instantly the crowd popped again.
Yep.
And how you can get a pop, 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 that's just fantastic. Sorry about this.
Yep.
That was fantastic. And I was like, that is what we wanted. And that is what I hope for any wrestler, any sports entertainer that goes to a new company, whether you leave GCW, MLW, blah, 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 pick the letters and row. That was freaking awesome. And to hear her say, I'm all elite, I feel a certain kind of way, but I'm extremely happy and excited for her. And I'm happy that Tripp gave the crew the opportunity to go
Bailey and all that.
So, good stuff, man.
To me, that entrance immediately made her feel like a star. So not only is she coming in with this grandiose entrance and opening awesome. The show,
yeah,
the CEO chant, really easy, catchy for the fans to chant.
So easy.
The gear looked amazing.
Off the hook.
And then, like I said, and then having her go throughout the night and being in these little vignettes all night and then being there at the end of the show, immediately, instant star. Like, that's a star. That's somebody Boom. You've got to pay attention to.
Boom. Yep.
And I think there was something, in my opinion, to the CEO when she did it with her hands. I'm like, oh, is that like DMD? So I'm like wondering, all right, are they already, like, immediately, that's what I start thinking, right? Is like,
yeah.
And that tells you something about the quality or the caliber of a star coming in, is you're automatically going, oh, wait a minute, was that a hint? Now, do I want to see that match? Oh, I do want to see that match.
Yeah.
But I also want to see her in Rio. I want to see her in Statlander. I want, like, the Dream Match Factory that AEW used to be has now opened up, yes, with Okada and Ospreay, but for me, for the women's side.
Yeah.
And, you know, now you can start putting names out there like Serena Deeb and Monet and
golly, Paige. Serena Deeb against anyone, I think, yep, is going to be awesome. Paige, as soon as we saw her faction kind of dissolve, you sort of saw that, and this is like how I looked at it with my WWE brain, her being a former NXT and WWE superstar. It seemed like she settled into her character as soon as you saw more of the dissolution. Maybe a little bit too, like her brother just recently signed with AEW. So I don't know, like, okay, this is a family business. I'm here. We're doing the damn thing. Everything's good. Yeah. But yeah, there's so many freaking awesome storylines that you could do. And I... and we've talked about this in length, both on camera and off, the extent of Mariah May in that Toni Storm kit, bro. Like, Toni Storm does the damn thing, and she is her, right?
Yep.
But Mariah May is, yeah, that's all I got. Yeah. Mariah May is up there with, you know, Tiffany Stratton and it being Tiffy time. You've got Bayley holding that certain, you know, vibe, her carrying the title. And anytime you see Charlotte, that is like the whole experience, right? And I don't know if Charlotte and the CEO talked before they went out, and that's how they sort of programmed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't, they really missed out, because Charlotte hits the mark every freaking time, and it doesn't need to be in the Carolinas.
Yep.
It doesn't need to be in Georgia. She could be in any damn location, and you hear bum, 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 and instantly everyone is just like, ah. It's so loud you can't even hear anything.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, well, so yeah, good shit.
Interesting you made the comparison, because I watched the Money entrance, and it instantly made me think of WWE. Like, I felt that way. Like, even the CEO, like the chanting CEO in the beginning, like, I'm like, all right, is this like Goldberg piped in? But I still loved it. Like, I thought it worked. And yeah, I'm on board. Like, I felt like, hey, if they're going to steal things that work, right? And that works.
Yeah.
To where, like I said, I was like, I was funny. In my chair sitting going, CEO, like, let's go. Like,
yeah,
you know, and at first I thought, are they pumping that in? Well, then they show the crowd and no, they're chanting it.
Yeah.
And then they're chanting for her towards the end of the show when Sky Blue and Julia Hart jump Willow. They start chanting for her. And I'm like, wow, the CEO caught on that quick. Like, that way to go. Quick,
yeah.
Like, that's amazing. And good
for her.
Like I said, they presented her like a star. They presented her as one of the biggest signings they've had. Yes, I know.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I was talking out there, well, it wasn't a first dance. Of course not. It's not CM Punk.
Yeah.
I think she's probably going to be as important, but it's not like she's been gone for 7 years. She was injured. We've seen her outside of WWE. Yes, a huge pop, but it's not going to be the same as what you would get with CM Punk, who's been gone when they brought him in for 7 years, and they teased it. And nobody thought he'd ever wrestle again. We knew she was going to pop up somewhere. So I think those bad faith critics talking about that, shut up. Like, you know, and then you had everybody, well, look at the ratings weren't that good. Yeah, but if you look now with the DVR and everything that have caught up, which in my opinion, and I've said this ever since we started recording our show, I don't think modern day rating system works anyway.
No, I totally agree with you, because you have, you know, I record everything that I watch. I appreciate commercials and, you know, advertising, and that's
I fast forward through all.
No, likewise, brother. Like,
unless they're for our show or on our show, then I will play your commercials all the way through.
And thank you, Netflix, for picking up your boy's favorite show, WWE. But, you know, you've got, you know, I totally, like, yeah, man, I just think where we are and, you know, the significance of the recent signings of Mariah May, who just, like, she's a freaking gem, and she's freaking straight money, And I think that's extremely significant. Monet choosing AEW over going back to WWE.
Where her friends are. Like, she's got a bunch of friends at WWE. Where her friends are,
right. So, like, you talk about, oh, well, you know, my partner is over there, my this, my that. You know, Naomi left TNA, went back home. Her husband is over in WWE. Malachi Black, he's going to finish up his contract, go back to WWE because his partner's over there. Vega is his partner. And then Buddy Murphy is, you know, going to go back to mommy, which, you know, makes total sense.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
I would go back twice on Sunday. But I just think that it's extremely significant. And Monet's husband works for WWE. He's in the costume department. And he makes like 75% of all of the costumes for WWE. And he makes, you know, most of Monet's costumes too, which, I mean, she looked the joint, you know what I mean? Like, she slapped. Her hair was on point.
Oh, man, it was great.
Her gear was on point when she dropped her robe and slid up on the side of the ring. I was like, dude, she's going to pop right now.
And then took the jacket off, and it was even another layer of gear. And then she comes out at the end of the night in a different gear, but the same color scheme, but a different version of that gear. I'm like, what? It's just great. It was fantastic.
Kudos to Tony. Nice job, buddy. Very proud of you. Everybody in behind the scenes, you know, is the best kept, unkept secret of professional wrestling, sports entertainment. And now is the time where AEW, WWE, NWA, TNA should capitalize on the members of their roster and work toward this, like, forbidden door shindig. And, dude, I am to the nines of hearing about Shayna Baszler going against Masha Slamovich, the GCW, former GCW champion, first woman to hold the GCW championship, only the second woman ever to hold a world championship, third woman ever to hold a men's title behind China. And Tessa Blanchard, Masha Slamovich, will go against Shayna Baszler, the Ace of Spades. Do I got to bring it? Ace of Spades. So, yeah, dude, this is going to be awesome. Blood sport. Women's wrestling is really coming together. AEW is getting their stuff all in one bag. And, man, it's so freaking exciting. And I just keep, like, clamoring. And, you know, there's so much good stuff going on in professional wrestling, sports entertainment. And whenever a big show cooks off, it leads to other amazing shows. Yeah. And, you know, WrestleMania is cooking off in Philly, and it's coming up next weekend, this weekend, but the following weekend. And you've got, you know, shows going on at the ECW arena. You've got, you know, some amazing shows getting ready to cook off in and around the link. Sunday night, you'll have Stand and Deliver for NXT. And then you'll have a couple other local shows, and then you have some tri-state area wrestling getting ready to cook off too. TNA is figuring out where they're going to hold some shows. Warrior Wrestling is figuring out what they're going to do. AAA was trying to get some wrestlers to some of the shows, but because of travel and injuries and stuff. And shout out to our guy El Vikingo. Get right, brother. And look forward to seeing you back. Yep. Look forward to seeing you back in the ring. And, you know, let your boy know where he can get a hold of a shirt or, you know, whatever. But, hey, the serious note, though, Vikingo, hope you get better, brother.
Yep.
And, you know, get your wheels back in motion. But, yeah, dude, we are in a great time. And, you know, we are, I got nothing bad to say, dude. Like,
yeah, it's, you know, it's good times right now. And I mean, the only thing bad I'll say is, like, to all the people that are wishing AEW fails or, you know, whatever the case is.
Yeah,
like,
man.
If it wasn't for them coming around and I don't know, like I've said it a bunch, competition is good for the business.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. Getting people paid. It's getting butts in the seats, even though the numbers aren't great on AEW side for attendance. Who cares? Like, the competition is what you want.
Right.
Because I don't think WWE would be striving and doing as hard as they could without AEW. I don't
totally
think CM Punk would be back without AEW. I don't think Cody Rhodes would be in WWE without AEW. You know?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be sitting here being a Cody crybaby if we didn't have Cody go off. And, like, when Cody left, I was like, wait a minute. Where are you going, Dashing? I thought you were doing okay. You were getting paid, doing some stuff. And then that was my first introduction to the New Japan United States title?
Could've
no,
been.
That wasn't, because he went and did a couple other
Ring of Honor
independent
stuff. Yeah.
And then he was the Ring of Honor champion, held the NWA championship, and then they did the
remember
All
who
In.
He beat for that, right?
What's that?
You remember who he beat for that one, right?
For which one?
For the NWA?
I do, yeah. That was phenomenal.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
The first All In, right? Nick Aldis.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a better segue for the Nick Aldis one. Yeah. Dude, yeah, that was legit. I have one of those T-shirts actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I found that online. So cop that one real quick. But
I didn't make
so
this.
Shit,
I didn't want to make it
yeah.
a jump on an AEW hurrah thing. But it was just a point to say things like Okada on North American TV. Like
It's huge.
Mercedes Moné, right? Like,
huge.
That's what we started the conversation with, and it's a huge thing for wrestling. And I think this women's revolution that she wants to start globally, I think, is a real thing. I would not be surprised, maybe not this year, but maybe next year, we have an all-women's intercontinental title championship, or whatever the AEW
oh,
one
my
is, the
God.
International
if
champion.
They did,
or
dude.
A G1 kind of style for
women. I was going to say. If so, like, okay, cool. WWE normally does the Mae Young Classic. All right, bet.
Yep.
Then you have the G1. Okay, cool. But then you have the Triple Crown that AEW recently did. So why don't we get all of the players together and do, you know, something similar to, and I don't want to say like the Heritage Cup and NXT, but something similar to that. And, you know, you have Julia getting ready to leave New Japan. Her contract is up here at the end of the month. So
Amelia's free right now, or whatever her name is. Yep.
Yeah. So that will be phenomenal. And she's just such a, just like, she's really, really good in New Japan. But to get her on the show will be similar to Jade. And Jade recently said, hey, you know, I'm done wrestling. I've already been paid enough. I'm not ever going to wrestle again, because she's tired of hearing about, hey, when are you going to see you on TV? Soon enough, you will see her when she's ready.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, WWE is not going to rush anything, because they just, for the sake of rushing things.
Right.
And, you know, we are looking at, you know, some freaking awesome stuff. And, you know, if I were to say, oh, man, I can't wait to see Mickie James back on WWE television. Man, I don't know that we're going to see that. But I do know we are going to see Jade Cargill come out. And
right.
She is going to press slam some fools. She's going to drop that big leg. And she's going to come out in some of the tightest gear. Not tight as in, like, tight to her body, but tight as in design. And, you know, some of the gear that she came out with during her AEW reign, one of my favorites was when she came out as Lion-O.
Yes.
Dude, that made me pop so hard. And you know, there's so much great stuff going on in professional wrestling, women's wrestling specifically, that you know, we brought NXT superstars up, put them on the main roster. We've switched wrestlers from organization to organization. Masha Slamovich has done some great stuff in GCW. She was over in Japan, and now she's come back stateside doing stuff with GCW. She's doing stuff with TNA, and now getting ready to do some stuff with Bloodsport and Josh Barnett. So, I mean, it's, oh man, this is, I'm yep. so glad I'm a wrestling fan, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Damn. Now, and like I said, I think the women's revolution, to steal a WWE term, is about to expand and take off globally as Monet wants it to. So very excited about that. Let us know what you think. Go ahead.
Let's plant the seed real quick. Hey, okay. fans. Hey, I'm getting ready to buy a women's title. I want to know what title I should buy and why. Should I get, you know, the TNA a Knockouts Championship? Oh, it's a new title, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Should I get the Women's Universal title? Should I get the Women's title? Should I get, you know, some other organization women's title? I need one. I don't have any in my collection.
I don't either, time. Actually.
Yeah.
I need to get one, too.
Yeah. I need to know. What do I need to buy and why? And I'll get it up. I'll rep it. I'll give you the history of it, each part of the design, and who made it and why. So, let's go.
There you go. So leave that in the comments below. Let us know what women's wrestling belt you like the most and which one Ellie Jarrett should buy for his collection and talk about. Because, I don't have one either, and I need to get one. I really like that TBS one, but, you know.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful, that blue. But anyway, let us know what you think. And again, like, share, subscribe if you like what you're seeing, which I hope you do. If not, leave a comment. Let us know you don't like it, and then we'll try to fix it. Yeah. If it's something that's reasonable. If it's just because we love AEW or we love WWE more, shut up. But if you enjoy...
sorry for your damn fault.
Yeah, sorry about your look. Because I hate to break it to you. We're not initial fans. We are wrestling fans. I don't watch it for what the initials are. I watch it because I enjoy it. But like, share, subscribe. Hit the videos around my head to see something else. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the little bell notification so you know when we drop our shows, as they are a little inconsistent, but we're trying to get better. And we'll get them out there as soon as we can. And if you want to listen to the podcast version, audio only, if you are listening there on Acast, or thank you. We appreciate it because that's where we started. And we are always going to drop our content there. If you want to go back and hear some of the stuff that never made it to YouTube, anywhere you get your podcast from, No Shave Man Cave, check us out. 500,000 downloads later on our audio podcast. So we'll get the YouTube things ironed out, but definitely go check out the podcast for sure. It's hosted on Acast if you want to go directly to where we got it. Everything else, I think I've covered. Follow us on Twitter, social media, all that good stuff. And hot tag out to you, my friend.
Bump and feed. And as always, until WrestleMania concludes, I'm repping Cody Rhodes. Jay Tilly, you are the man with the plan. Thank you for all the hard work you do behind the scenes. Thank you to everyone who has been putting in the damn work. El Editor, to Thunder, to everyone. Thank you so much for the support. And everyone, we are jacked and can't wait to see you at WrestleMania. So with that, brothers and sisters in arms, thank you for what you do for this great country of ours. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you the floor.
You've been listening to the No Shave Man Cave.
If it's pro wrestling, we're talking about it. Unless we see something shiny and wander off into the woods. If you hang around long enough, we'll eventually come back. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Fire off your comments and be sure to leave us a 5-star rating. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at No Shave Men Cave. Y'all be cool. And we'll see you next time on the floor.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.